I hated Christians more than anything. I thought it was just a big joke and a fake, and they're not real. They're all hypocrites.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. Joe Jackowitz has been sharing his incredible story of how God changed his Jewish heart as a Marine sergeant while being witnessed to by a private named Bob, sharing from the scriptures that Jesus was the true Messiah. But Joe had his doubts because of his past, particularly with persecuting a soldier in his platoon named Metcalf.
I said, Bob, I said, that's the reason why Jesus can't forgive me. Not only because of what I did to Metcalf, but also these others that I persecuted just because they were Christians, and I hated Christians more than anything. I thought it was just a big joke and a fake, and they're not real. They're all hypocrites. He says, well, look, I want you to see in the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul, his name was Saul. He killed Christians, and he took many of them captive and put them in jail. He received letters from the chief rabbis in Jerusalem to do that. And he explained to me the story of the Apostle Paul. He says, Joe, have you ever killed anybody? I said, no, but I came close to a couple of times. He says, but look, if God can forgive Saul, who was named Paul, don't you think he can forgive you? I thought, well, I guess so. He says, well, what's stopping you? I said, well, I understand everything you said. I only have one more question. He says, what is it? I said, why? He says, what do you mean why? I says, I understand everything, but I don't understand why Jesus would come down from heaven and die on the cross in the place of the ungodly, in the place of his enemies like me, an enemy of Christ, a hater of him in Christianity and Christians. And then he took me to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. My eyes were open. And that was the first time in my life that I saw Jesus as a different Jesus. Before, he was the symbol of Christianity who hung on a cross. The Jesus that I saw in movies, it was just like an actor. But now, the Holy Spirit had opened my heart to see the love of God for the first time. I felt the love of God for me from Jesus. I never knew that kind of love. It was divine love, agape love. The closest thing would be the love of a mother. But now I understood God's love. I said, well, why would he love me when I only hated him? He said, well, God is love. He said, that's who God is. He loves his enemies. I said, where do I sign up? What do I do? He says, you don't sign a form, Joe. You believe in your heart that Jesus will save you because he promised to in his word. You have to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that believes that God has raised him from the dead, he will be saved. So right then and there, I bowed my head and I just started praying to Jesus. For the first time, I prayed to Jesus directly. And I asked him to save me from hell, from sin. I asked him to come in my heart and take over. I gave him my life. I denied myself, as he said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his own cross daily. For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? He showed me he who would save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will save it and enter eternal life. And I gave him my whole life. He told me, he says, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you. He says, look, if you could trust Jesus with your life and to forgive you of your sins, he'll take care of all these other things, your needs, food, clothing, your future. He'll trust him with that. And I did. And I didn't see any marching bands. I didn't see any fireworks. There was no formula of go through, say, repeat after me. It was just simply trusting him in my heart to save me, asking him to do so. And the next morning when I woke up, I knew something had radically changed. I mean, as soon as I sat up in my bed, there was this sense of gravity and sobriety and seriousness that overwhelmed my spirit that I had never had before. It was like, whoa, something's different. Something's different inside of me. I'm not the same person. And suddenly, after I thought that, there was a sense of joy bubbling up in my heart that I could not restrict. I just kept flowing out. I stood up and I started jumping up and down. I thought, you know, I was so filled with the joy of God. I knew that my sins were forgiven. There was this load taken off of my shoulders of guilt and sin. And I was just so hungry for something. I thought, there's this hunger in me. What is it for? It was for the Bible. The first time I studied the Bible as a Jew, but I never had a hunger for it like I did then. So I got dressed. I drove down to the nearest Kmart, and I went to their book section. I said, do you guys sell Bibles? Oh, yeah. It was this little cardboard-type cover Bible. The font size was like a 0.6. You know, if I wasn't a rifle instructor and didn't have good sight, I wouldn't have been able to see it. No cross-references, no lexicon. I just started reading it day and night. For the next couple of weeks, I just ate, slept, and drank the Bible.
Joe was experiencing what Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 6, that says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And we'll return to Joe's story in just a moment, so stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, that's all one word, and Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's ConnectionsWithRichAndBobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by finding us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to Joe's story to hear what happened to him next, now that he had become a new Christian.
Suddenly, after 2 weeks, two things came to my mind. I knew that I had to call my mother, so I was afraid, and I kept praying, God, let me not be ashamed of the gospel. God, give me courage. Give me joy. And he did. So I went to a payphone. Back then, they didn't have cell phones. I called my mother. My mother says, oh, good, it's you. Are you okay? What's wrong? Is your hand broken that you couldn't go to a phone and call me and dial? Are you in the hospital? You promised me. I said, Mom, I have something I need to tell you. All right, so tell me already. Mom, but it's not going to be easy because something happened to me. All right, I'm listening. So, Mom, it's going to be hard to tell you. Would you tell me already what happened? I said, okay, Mom. I became a Christian. I'm a born-again Christian now. I put my faith in Jesus Christ as my Messiah. He is the Jewish Messiah. He's the Messiah and the Savior of the Jews as well as the Gentiles. He came into the world to save anyone that would come to him and trust in him for salvation. Dead silence on the other end of the phone. Mom, are you there? Hello? I'm here. Joey, promise me. I love you still. I will always love you. I'm your mother. But promise me you will never, ever, ever, number one, tell your grandparents, Nanny and Poppy, what you did, because you'll kill them if they find out. Because you were supposed to be going to rabbinical school to be a rabbi. Now, all of a sudden, you're the opposite of what you're supposed to be. All right, you made the decision, but promise me something else. What, Ma? That you'll get two opinions before you make a decision. That you'll go see two rabbis and ask them about this thing that they told you about this Jesus. I said, Mom, this isn't a contract that I can get out of like with a lawyer. I said, I gave my heart to Christ. The Lord is inside me. I have the Holy Spirit. I can't deny him. Okay, well, at least go to one and ask them questions that you haven't had answered. I said, okay, I'll ask them questions, but I'm not going to deny Christ. All right. So my mother and my family accepted me and they didn't reject me. But the second thing I needed to do, and this is the last thing, I knew I had to go back to Metcalf. But I hadn't seen him in 6 months. I had become a rifle instructor. And the Lord laid it on my heart. I needed to go back and make restitution with Metcalf. So soon after that, within a week or so, I went back to that barracks. Walked into the barracks room, and all the Marines, they were in there So I went to the new sergeant in charge who took my place. I said, Sergeant so-and-so, I'm here. I need to see Metcalf. He says, oh, okay. I saw Metcalf at the end of the squad bay at the other end. He turned around, he looked up and saw me, and his face went white as a ghost. So the other sergeant in charge said, Metcalf, get over here. Sergeant Jacobus wants to talk to you. So he came over very sheepishly because he's thinking, you know, why is he here? You know, what did I do now? So Metcalf comes up and he's like, stops about, you know, quite a distance away. And says, yes, Sergeant Jacobus. I put on a little act at first, you know, put up like a front. I was stern in my voice. Metcalf, I need to talk to you, you know. Yes, Sergeant, what is it? I'm here because I need to follow up with you about something, you know. Okay, you know, I'm listening, you know. Metcalf, I'm here to tell you that I'm a Christian. I became saved, and he didn't believe me. He's like in shock, but Sergeant Jacobus, can you please tell me the real reason why you're here? You know, because I don't believe you. And then I broke down. I said, Metcalf, and I became soft. I said, Metcalf, I'm here to apologize to you for what I did to you. The devil was working in me, and I was trying to destroy Christ and his work in you that you had built up. Can you forgive me for what I did? I apologize because I truly am a Christian. And he still didn't believe me. So wow. He didn't, because I was so destructive a force to Christ and his life and in general. Yeah.
That's how people felt about Paul. You know, Barnabas had come alongside to convince the brethren that he truly is saved. He truly is a follower of Christ.
Right, and those were terrified, right, to see him, just like Metcalf was to see you.
Grabbed his arm, and I said, Metcalf. So I began to persuade him urgently, and I used words that only Christians would use, even though I didn't know a whole lot of them. And I took him in my Bible, and, you know, I said, look, here's my Bible. You know, my name's in it, you know. And finally, after about 10 minutes, it dawned on him that, yeah, his worst enemy became a Christian. And then suddenly he's jumping, he's praising God. And the sergeant in charge stopped and he turned around. And the other members of the platoon, we were getting loud and we were saying, praise God. You know, this is a Marine Corps barracks. You're not supposed to be talking about God. Suddenly he says, I prayed for you and your salvation, not only for that whole year, but for the last 6 months, because the Lord says, pray for your enemies and them that despitefully use you. God answered my prayer. And then we began jumping up and down and we hugged each other like brothers. Wow. And it was like Ephesians 3, where Paul talks about the middle wall of partition comes crashing down between Jew and Gentile because the Lord Jesus brings us together in him. And it was wonderful.
Truly a joyful moment for both Joe and Metcalf. And there is much more joy in heaven, as we're told in Luke 15, verse 17, that says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Well, we're not done yet. In our next podcast, Joe talks about the feeling he had when he, as a proud Marine sergeant, asked for forgiveness. So be sure to join us then and invite others to join us for these life-changing stories on our podcast. Just point them to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word and Bobby spelt with an I, .com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby, .com.
Now, you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.